Okay. We're going to go ahead and get started because we have some public comments.
Okay. I call the February 19, 2019 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball's absent. Commissioner Lennon?
Here.
Commissioner Undonk is absent. President Brooks?
Yes.
And it's 7:17.
Okay. So, consent agenda items. A through C are routine recommended motion. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? No? Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second.
A roll call vote, please, Lisa.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passed. Okay, so it is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we do take comments under advisement, and the practice is always to limit comments to 3 minutes per person, which turns out to be usually adequate, but let me know if it isn't. So does anyone here have some comments they would like to make? Okay.
Great. Can you step up to
go
the
ahead.
State your name and
Barbara Sandman, 630 Crofton Avenue South, Highland Park. We've met before.
We have.
I keep it really brief, and that would just be to say I think that we're one could see the green space. It withstood the test of time, that every taxpayer who lived in Glencoe helped contribute to maintaining it and always restoring it. And I think that's just about what some people are looking for out of respect for, yes, the past. And to restore the Stan Schumann Quarry, but not really to touch a blade of grass, where each one having been dedicated by the people who went before and thought about us. So it's more of a proposal to consider saving the green. In the Green Bay Trail, keeping the green in the Green Bay Trail. And don't touch a hair of it because it's not ours really to fool around with, and once it's gone, we know it's gone. But for those who follow, perhaps they will find the same peace and joy and wonder as they pass through that space. If compromise is what has to be, let's say the compromise is, okay, the Green Bay Trail has come up from the south. I think maybe it started at Woodlawn, and it's progressed, but then the compromise is, leave this space as is. It has been tender, lovingly tended to. We've watched it over the years as it becomes more and more of itself. It's, they say everything we needed to know we learned in kindergarten. Well, one of those tenets is to put back what you take out. That's about it. Folks, thank you for listening, and please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Who would like to go next? Bill? Great.
Get that.
Hello. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, everyone else who I don't know.
State your name.
Oh, I was about to get my name Social Security number. I'm Bill Holzman. I've lived at 36 Crescent Drive, adjacent to the Parkway, for almost 34 years. Raised three kids there, now helping raise two grandsons there. I try to avoid cliches, but this calls for a cliche, and that is, if it's not broken, don't fix it. The Parkway, which I've spent countless hours walking to and from the train, walking dogs, walking grandkids, is truly a gift. And it was a vision when those who created it did so. To fool around with it at this point, I've looked at the plans and I've tried to grasp what it is that has been proposed, and it's almost beyond comprehension. We have a gorgeous, uninterrupted string of parkland that stretches for, I believe, about half a mile, six-tenths of a mile. To muck it up at this point with sculpture gardens and sunset gardens and this garden and this bike path, I think is a disservice to the town. It's a disservice to those who envisioned that open space at the beginning. And to be blunt, it is a real waste of community resources and money. This is not an inexpensive task. We met earlier today with the village manager who, when we asked, do you know the estimated cost if the entire plan as proposed is adopted? And he was winging it. I mean, he didn't expect the question, so he may have been wrong, but he threw out the number $2 million. Now, I know that we're going through an era in this country where we spend money that we don't have and we just saddle our children with debt, but I don't know where that money would come from. But even if the money's available, let me make a suggestion so that I don't appear to be a total naysayer. Again, I'm very familiar with Glencoe, with the trail, and with this parkland. Here's what I think we actually could use that would make this space better for families in our community. If you are a bike rider, and my wife and I and our children have ridden bikes for years here, whether you're coming north or south on the bike trail, if you're coming south from Ravinia and you get to Maple Hill, you are then exposed to traffic. There is no bike path on Inner Green Bay. The sidewalk along the parkway is there and it's accessible, but if you're trying to teach kids to ride bikes in a safe manner, it's not the safest way. People are walking dogs, etc. So my proposal would be, if we have the money and we have the resources to do this, and I said it to the village manager, we either could construct a bike lane on Inner Green Bay, or better yet, we could use the model of the city, the 606, and eliminate the sidewalk that exists now all the way from Maple Hill to Park Avenue, create a wider space that's divided, pedestrians on one side, bikers on the other. To me, that's a real proper use of resources and the space. Everything else that I see in that plan, and it's a little hard to see it online, but I don't get it. I simply don't get it, and I hope that we can get to a point where everyone looks at it and goes, it's just not necessary. We've got beautiful playgrounds in town, we've got wonderful exercise equipment both in the center and outside at other parks. Leave well enough alone. That would be my suggestion.
Thank you, Bill. And
thank you.
Typically don't engage, but I just want to, on your way out, in the lobby is a big rendering hanging on the wall.
Oh, something that I can actually see.
Yeah, and you're right, online it's utterly impossible. So
yeah,
if you go
yeah.
and it's just hanging on the wall, you
okay.
can't miss it.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yes, sir. Good evening.
I'm Ken Nevensall. This is my wife, Jossie. We're new around here. We haven't been here 100 years yet. 90.
Not allowed to say that out loud. Well, we're not newcomers. We've enjoyed Glencoe for an awfully long time. And we're not trying to protect it for our offspring. We're protecting it for the good of the community. We have three generations and offsprings, and they're all living in other parts of the country. A bike road along the East Green Bay Trail will ruin the car park space. There's no question about it. Particularly, as I'll come in a moment, it's the width of that park, which is north of Lincoln and up to Maple Hill. It's too narrow to tear up to put a bike trail in there. That will ruin attractive park space and instead addition homeowners, I hope we have one at least here tonight, who back up on that most narrow part of that particular park will be, they will learn to live with noisy, fast-moving bikers and so forth. There's just not enough room for that kind of an activity in that place. Plus the fact that someone has already mentioned that park looks good, it's in good shape. It's had wonderful trees planted there over the years, and they have flourished, and they're going to have to get out if we're going to run a trail through there wide enough for bicycles. So adjacent homeowners, if this thing goes through as it's projected, will have to have noisy, fast-moving bikers to listen to. We're urging this board to keep our unique open space and parks. And believe me, neighboring villages wish that they would have done so, and they don't have this kind of stuff. A bike trail in the park will destroy the parks and open space all the way from Beach Street to Maple Hill Road. And none of us think that it would make a safe place for young people using a bike trail. They have so many streets to cross until you get to the worst of them, which is Maple Hill Road, which is a tough situation no matter how you look at it for anyone, even today. Also, again, I want to mention the width of the park north of Lincoln up to Maple Hill with its beautiful trees. They will disappear if the bike trail is made. So before I start repeating myself, I think I'll close it at that. Hope that you all understand what we're driving at and why we're driving at.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa, before my other neighbors speak, I just was looking through your agenda, and I don't think I've used my 3 minutes, but some of us feel like shame on us for not being fully apprised of what the park board has been contemplating. But I just looked at your agenda for this evening. Could you explain to us items E through H, exactly what it is that you are going to be considering once we are done speaking, and exactly how far along you are in this process that we all so vehemently disapprove of? And then I would ask one other question. I heard a story today when we were at Village Hall that I found very hard to believe, and I assume it's not true, but perhaps you could confirm it. The firm that created the plan that is posted where you told me it is, I assume, when questioned, said they had never visited the site. They had only looked at aerial photos and diagrams, etc.
I don't typically answer questions, but that one is so false.
That's no, not true?
No.
They've walked
no.
and they've
oh,
written
yes. we
and
see
they've been there.
Yes, they,
okay.
right. they presented pictures of themselves in the space and all
okay.
those.
Okay.
So,
one
yes, okay. That's.
I think there's a little confusion here. I think I started that by saying this morning when we were at the other meeting, I spoke to the man. I was here at one previous meeting.
Yes, yes, that's very recognized.
Yes.
Yes.
And the representative of the company that's proposing to do this was here.
Yes.
He told me as we left the room mm-hmm. that he had not seen the space.
No.
That's what I
well, I think that was a miscommunication. A miscommunication. Because he certainly did. If you recall during the presentation, there were pictures of the space and he and his wife were in the pictures. So yes, they were there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the man himself.
So just because this process is not a question answer thing, so I just wanted
right.
to
okay.
yeah.
But I nevertheless, Lisa,
yeah.
do ask the question. I'll sit down and I would hope that someone can explain to us, for those of us who can't stay for the entire evening.
Yeah.
What exactly, or in summary fashion, do you intend to proceed with this evening on these items? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Okay.
Wait, is someone going to respond to that?
I
know you don't answer questions, but we just want to know what you're doing.
Yeah, tonight we are in front of us after the committee meetings, we are approving an initial design. Now, that initial design is not setting money, a budget, towards the project. It is giving direction to Altamanu, which is the design firm, to produce a design plan. So what you see downstairs is like a rendering of an initial sort of design, and this is a more detailed design.
Right, but what about the grants that you requested?
That gives permission to staff to apply for grants.
You intend to share that with the community?
It's on our website now. Yep, it's on our website now, all of that. In fact,
now?
Yeah, correct, yes.
I thought you were going to get it.
And it was decided in committee meeting, which is also a public meeting. So I'll if any of the last two people have comments?
I just want to correct that E has nothing to do with Green Bay Trail. You mentioned E through H. E doesn't have anything to do with...
E will Green Bay Road linear park master plan?
Yep.
That's
e.
F. Yeah.
E, that's F. E has...
I'm sorry. That's E.
That's E.
Approval of the old Green Bay Road linear park master
right.
plan.
Nope.
No, it's because we had to put Bob Kimball attending via phone on there, so it shifted everything else down on your agenda memo.
It's okay. It was just a shift. It was just, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to make that agenda for everyone?
No.
And we
just got snapped right in this agenda memo, that's why, I guess.
Just because of the by a phone conference.
Yeah,
matter.
But even right here, E partaketh. That's
mm-hmm.
why.
Yeah, no, because you moved Bob in there to A. So Bob is A now.
I know that. So this agenda's wrong. This one's right.
Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't update the agenda.
Bicycles and people using the sports equipment, whatever that is, and it does bother me because weekends should be peaceful and quiet. And another thing that bothered me is I went to a meeting, it was in a coffee shop in Glencoe two months ago, I don't remember, and I spoke to someone, a representative of the park district, and I expressed my disapproval. And I think he was joking, but he said, well, about the sports equipment, he said, well, this way people won't have to pay to belong to a club. I hope he was joking. So I don't know what the sports equipment is, but it really bothers me because it will be straight in my background.
Okay,
thank you.
And two people I haven't heard from. Are either of you interested? Oh, she's your mouthpiece. Okay.
All right.
All right. So we'll give it double weight. How's that? Okay. All right. So
thank you.
If that's it for public comment, we are going to move on.
Thank you.
And by the
thank
way, you don't have to say, for this is truly boiling after this, but yes, and I...
Rest assured, we will do that.
Yes. Good.
We'll do that.
Good.
I would like to apologize to all of you who came on time for my tardiness. Thank you for bearing with us. I promise you I'm not usually late.
He's never late.
Yeah,
I was on the phone to have the car pass for
Good night. Thank you for coming. Okay.
Okay.
So, financial reports. 11 months of the fiscal year are complete. And Lisa, are you?
I'm taking it. Unfortunately,
okay.
Carol's on medical leave right now, so she's doing okay, but she won't be back until Monday. So everything looks right on track for the financials this month. Does anybody have any questions in regards to that we can answer?
I have no questions, Josh.
No.
Stephanie, did you have any questions?
Okay. We can move on.
Okay, so moving on to staff reports, Lisa.
Okay, so the business board, Carol and her team are still finalizing any changes since the committee budget was presented. Getting ready for the end of the year, payroll processing, letters out for the preschool tax letters, child care tax letters, and things like that. I don't think there's anything else in regards to this. Hasn't been anything new. Nope.
Okay. Rec and facilities.
Not much outside of my report, just watching the weather really closely for Watts. For the first time in 3 years, it's looking promising. We're just going to keep our fingers crossed that we can get through. We're hoping to get through that 3rd of March. And the long-term forecast looks to be cold, so that's great. So we'll get as many kids on the ice as we can over the next couple of weeks and try to keep that going. We have the first of our focus groups coming up on Thursday for youth programming, so we're excited about that. And then everything else is in my report.
I was happy to see that the ELC enrollment is already on a good pace for next year.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. A lot of people making those decisions right about now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cautiously optimistic.
Lots of tours,
yeah.
Is the playground spoken of during those tours? I'm just curious.
Well, they are. The teachers don't want to overpromise on anything.
Oh,
they don't know much details. They're actually just careful.
But you mentioning that we're doing
there's a lot
good.
Of clause about
oh, good, good, good,
that.
Good,
absolutely.
Good. Okay, all right. Any other questions, Josh? Do you have anything? Okay, parks and maintenance.
Other than my report, the only thing I had to share with you guys is we received a $1,000 grant from ComEd to help us pay for LED lights for the gym. So that was actually an accredited grant through our light bulb vendor. So we now have LED lights in the gym. So helping to lower our costs, be a little more sustainable.
And you don't have to change them.
We do. So basically,
as often she meant.
The bulb that goes in the existing fixtures.
Yeah.
So we don't. It has like 10 times the life of the existing bulb, so we save on maintenance costs.
So
well.
That's what she meant.
Yeah. Yes.
Plus.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Great. Anything else, Chris?
Just like as Bobby said, we're really watching the weather. This has been a seasonally appropriate February.
Yeah.
We definitely have fought the snow. Lots of poor weather, but keeping the team tight and everybody staying warm and doing the best we can with snow removal, keeping the facilities open, lots of early mornings, late nights. But
I have to say the parks team has done an outstanding job dealing with the weather, all the snow and getting our lots cleared on time for us so our facilities can open. Again, I'd just like to thank them for their proactive thinking of keeping supplies on hand should we have a disaster, which saved us incredible amount of money with that polar vortex when we had to replace a heater. You know, it would have cost us a lot of money to have emergency come out, and they were able to have that on hand and fix it, so that's great. In addition, Bobby's team has been also very good, and with the help of Aaron getting the word out, some pop-up classes and open gym, and you know, after a while, snow days get a little old, and we've added so much open gym, and it's been really well received in the morning, afternoon, whenever there's space available. So the rec team is doing a great job doing those programs, and Aaron's getting the word out to everybody. So it's been a challenging winter, and they've done a great job.
Excellent. Marketing and communications.
The spring brochure should be out next week, so that's our good thing.
Good picture for the cover?
I think so.
I'd be surprised. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's very patriotic.
Okay.
All right. And safety and wellness? Right?
Safety and wellness.
We're just still riding on our high from the loss control review, our great score on that. So that's a year of a lot of hard work. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else to report on. Everything's going looking good there.
All righty, then executive director.
Me. All right. Well, we were hoping to get a picture with all the board members with our distinguished accreditation plaque, so that will have to wait till next month. But we're very, very proud to receive that. That's I would say a 6-year, it's only 2 years you can apply, but 6 years to get us to that place to be able to get that. So we'll have that for a while, and then we'll have to reapply. You will reapply for that. The requirements are even stricter next time around. You have to make sure you keep up with all those things and show proof for the next 6 years. But it's really, we learned a lot about the district and things we can improve on. So just like the loss control review, wouldn't recommend doing those both at the same time next time, but it's just the way it fell this year. So we only have a window of getting that done. So we're very proud of that. I would also like to recognize Bobby Collins and Chris Liner, who both are now CPRPs. And so that's something we strive to have all of our professional staff achieve that are in the park and rec field.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Good. Great.
Liz Vestine was recognized at the IPRA rec section meeting as a distinguished member of the section. So we were very excited to celebrate that. And we have an intern. She's not here tonight. I'm sure she'll be. She was at the dog park meeting, but she will be at a different board meeting at some point. She's a phenomenal intern. We usually don't have a Springer intern. She's been very helpful in a number of areas. So, for example, you know, Bobby alluded to the focus groups that we're having. We're having one on the 21st and the 28th for youth programming and then preschool programming. So Aaron's really done a lot to get out the word. So if you want to explain a little bit what you've done.
The word is actually really targeted to people who filled out our survey and expressed an interest in participating in a focus group. So it's not really a public
and everybody come, right.
Targeted.
Yes, of course.
So who comes to our program?
Group.
Yes.
Right.
We had over, I think, 67 people responded out of about 200 people who received the survey.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We'll see if they come. So.
Yeah, that will be even more unbelievable.
The weather and the timing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is not the weather. That's Thursday. The time's a little worried about the time because 4:30 it's hard for people to work.
It was really difficult because later than that people have dinner. Earlier than that, parents are working. So we did put on there though, that if anyone would like to express their opinions, to email me. I put my email address on there and Aaron shared that. So
good.
If we can get some people turn up, it would be great.
We are bringing a facilitator in. If you met at dog park meeting, Elsa, she'll be facilitating them because we wanted a neutral party so people would feel free to express any concerns they may have without feeling like staff was there. If we don't get a lot of attendance to this one, we'll try it again in the spring maybe, or the fall, to see if we can get some more things.
People and say, what would a good time?
There's never going to be a good time. If you do it at night, then there are programs, and so that was a really. They have an issue. Usually, they make it work. So that's there. We put the conference reports in, so take a look. And in addition to the reports that we fill out together, the teams also share with each other the different things they learned through the process, and a lot of sharing is going on with that. So. We started the process of meeting with the ELC Children's Circle and GJK teachers about the Take a Playground. So we had a kickoff meeting today. they'll meet with the architects tomorrow. Then we'll start going forward, and very eye-opening actually for them to learn what our regulations have to be, but also what they need, which is really the most important thing. It's different than designing a playground strictly that's used for the public. When you have a programming space, they need certain little things. If you pay attention, the minimum wage legislation was signed by the governor today. So we have been preparing for that, knowing it would be passing. We're just very happy that it wasn't jumped up immediately, and that we'll have time to slowly put that into our programs. But you may see for a time that we won't be able to bring it up, or we won't be able to raise our fees as fast as those wages are going up. So you may see a little less into going into fund balances until we get caught up through the years, just to kind of preface that. There's a legislative breakfast on March 1st. I know that I'm going, Dudley and Stephanie responded, so if anybody else would like to attend, I could still RSVP for that. March 5th, special projects, that's when we'll kind of debrief on the dog park meeting, and then any other projects we need to discuss will be happening then. I'd just like to make a special note that on March 18th, the Glencoe 150th anniversary, because I can't say that word, is doing a special musical. What Writer Cedar is writing a special musical for that. If you haven't signed up yet, sign up now.
Oh.
The box office is open. They, as of today, they don't have 12 tickets left or something like that. They're thinking about.
I should probably.
But they're thinking about adding a second date or time. I don't know when that will be. I am going that night. So.
Okay, I'll go.
As you see, we got a really nice letter from Brad Schneider on our pilot grant that we were awarded. So I think that's about it. Any other questions for me?
From this group.
Okay.
All right. Tickets to the musical during the meeting, that's not good. Okay. All right, so we will move on to action items. There are quite a few, so I'll read quickly, but, you know, there's a time to discuss, so if I read too fast, just let me know. Okay, I entertain a motion to approve Bob Kimball to attend the meeting via phone conference.
Okay.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden? President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
All right.
All righty. So, I entertain a motion to approve the Glencoe Youth Services stipend of $11,000 and the SNAP stipend of $1,000 with the requirement of providing the Glencoe Park District with a certificate of insurance as required by PDERMA.
It's really going to go back and forth.
Any discussion?
He's not on the boat. He's calling in executive. He's coming in at executive sessions. So we just put him on now since we're an open meeting.
Okay, no discussion. All right, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the Glencoe Junior High project stipend of $10,000. With the requirement of providing Glencoe Park District with a certificate of insurance as required by PDERMA.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden? President Brooks?
Yes.
I just went too fast. I didn't give you a chance to say yes.
Okay. I recommend a motion to approve complimentary Glencoe Park District Fitness Area memberships for staff and commissioners with the discretion of the executive director to limit usage by employees if the benefit impinges on the public membership ability to use the area comfortably as presented. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve the Altamanu, I still don't know, agreement for the design services for TAKEOFF outdoor program play space and infrastructure for a total of $65,000 as presented. Any discussion?
Yes.
Oops. Yes, okay. Go for it.
So this is, I think I might be mixing up my feedback between this item, E and F.
So are we approving both the plan that they presented as well as our discussion and the agreement to pay for them to do the design?
Is this for TAKEF you're talking about? So we're talking about TAKEF Playground right now, sorry.
Sorry.
I know we messed up the numbering because I changed something on something today.
So we're talking about TAKEF. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner London?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion passes.
All right, now this is probably it.
All right.
No problem.
Okay. F. I entertain a motion to accept the Old Green Bay Road Linear Park Master Plan and request Executive Director Shepherd move forward in bringing an agreement for design services for a phase one project to the board for consideration.
So here's my question, if I may, before I second it.
You got to second.
Get the second in then.
Okay.
Right, so second.
And I can't. Okay, discussion.
Are we approving the plan or are we approving you negotiating an agreement to have them do a more detailed design?
You're approving an agreement for Altaboo, so I'm just going to read it from my memos, for services, specifically the schematic design, design development, construction documents, lighting, civil and construction management.
She's talking about the Green Bay Trail right now, correct?
Yeah.
Hold on. I got messed up too.
Lots of action items.
I know. After the committee discussion, hold on. I just want to make sure
there's
some here. Okay, so this acceptance of the master plan does not necessitate future construction of all project components as presented. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the plan of everything that was approved, which includes phase 1.5 miles of multi-use trail connecting to 8.4 miles of the existing Green Bay Trail system, playground replacement, interactive fountain install, hand crank play train, native plantings, trail adjacent fitness stations, and upgrades to Veterans Park. That does not mean we're doing all those. We are just designing for all those. Okay? So in the design construction documents, that will be the trail, the playground, interactive fountain.
So do you want me to jump in or no?
I just said the three. What else is missing?
Everything on this list will design.
Right.
And go out to bid for, and then based on the bid results, the board will decide what aspects are funded.
No, we are funding the trail.
Correct. So
the playground and interactive fountain.
So those three elements we have represented as funded in our Fund 69 plan. So this is not the ultimate new contract. This is everything that the board came to a consensus on in the last committee meeting, directing Lisa to negotiate the contract with these items there.
To design,
and then the three items that are funded in the Fund 69 plan that the board has reviewed would include fees for construction management on those items as well.
Right. So that's what I said. So we're doing the design for everything, but we're funding for construction and go out to bid for, no, we're doing the bid for everything. We're going for construction for the playground, the trail, and the interactive fountain.
Okay, I understand what the process
okay.
is. So thank you, but I have an additional question
or yes.
comment, I guess, about where we're headed here. So I appreciate that the design that's on the wall downstairs was a conceptual drawing. We've all had some productive discussions about that and the ideas people have and whether things should be, you know, funded, as Chris just said, or maybe conceptual that we can fill in later. But I remain concerned that some of the aspects, for instance, the northern end of this park system where it's adjacent to Maple Hill, there's a lot of discussion, or has been discussion, on the Active Transportation Committee of making that a safer section.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's appropriate at this point, but we certainly have not had discussion as a board with staff about how that might be improved. And what I don't want to see Ultimate New do is go way down a path of designing something without those ideas fully being vetted out, and then have us have to come back and unwind something we paid for them to design.
Okay, so
I totally agree.
So we've already set up a meeting with the village once we knew this was going to be approved, so our meeting will be this week or next week. In regards to talking about that intersection improvement, then talking with the village continuously and on an unofficial basis that should be part of the project. They agree they want, as part of the active transport, they want to improve the intersection and find that this would be an appropriate time to do so when we do this trail.
Right.
So we will be talking with them next week and telling them where we're at and what we would like to see if they're interested in improving that intersection. So that when we design the trail, those two meet up.
Okay, so that's, I'm hearing the right things.
Yes.
So just to play that back in a little bit more detail.
Yes.
The conceptual design that's on the wall downstairs, which just basically shows the trail just sort of dead ending right there.
Right.
That's not going to be what ultimately that comes up with.
Well, it may be that,
discussion.
Right, that we work with the village. The village would probably pay for that Lincoln improvement that we're hoping, but yes, it would be a lot more discussion on that.
Okay.
Because when we walked through it initially, they had issues with that intersection too and had a lot of ideas.
Even if we never talked about this, they still have to address that intersection.
Exactly.
That's the issue. Yes.
The village.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did not show improvements to that intersection in the plan because we don't have the authority to implement those.
Right.
So we did not show anything to the board previously that we couldn't say yes, this, we didn't want to promise something that we have no ability to deliver on.
Exactly.
So there was, like to Lisa's point, there was some discussion on that intersection, but that's ultimately the village's purview, whether that...
Well, I think that's appropriate, but not speaking for the other members of the board, but solely for myself, I would like to give you the authority and the direction to say you should coordinate with the village on what that looks like, because it's stupid for us to just say, well,
I totally agree. Once we had this, that you were moving ahead with it, then we immediately set up a meeting. And again, they were very, if they weren't receptive to that idea, I'd be telling you, and the village is not really receptive, they were extremely receptive to improving that intersection at the same time we do this.
And I, when I asked the same question a week or two ago with Lisa, you assured me that these are not happening in parallel paths. I mean, I hate to use that wording, the plan that Altamanu is doing and the discussions, that these things are connected.
Connected, without
connected
a doubt.
With,
they're not going to do anything unless until we know they want to
work together.
Yes. Because it's silly if they dead-ended and then they didn't meet up properly.
And that
so
would
they,
be a disaster.
Altamanu has a lot of ideas that they want to share with the village of how that can be done, so it's just working out the logistic of who does that drawing and how
and
that works
that
out.
That is the challenge, because it is really a tricky little spot.
But they were very receptive to, you know, based on all the feedback that they got in that active transport meetings, that was probably the number one intersection that people were concerned about. So this is very timely with this to fix that problem. So
that's A of A and B.
Okay, what's B?
So B is, I remain concerned that we end up with three concrete or hardscape paths in parallel to one another. The Old Green Bay Road,
right,
sidewalk, and this to-be-constructed trail. Without necessarily agreeing with all of the comments that we heard from the public tonight, I'm sympathetic to some of the arguments there. And I, again, sort of without saying ultimately this is the answer, or without totally rewinding the beginning and starting over from scratch, I wonder if there isn't some opportunity to, for example, there are parts of the Green Bay Trail that are not on Park District property where there's asphalt and then crushed gravel next to it. Not suggesting that we have to do exactly the same thing, but maybe there's some way where our path and the sidewalk could be adjacent, or
I think
could be a replacement.
So this is the agreement that we're doing is a design agreement. If the board feels strongly about changing the way the path is, then we can bring that up in the next committee meeting and discuss that more before design is done, so that we give Altamanu a clear direction of what, if anything's going to massively change from their original concept plan. And we could definitely do that in committee.
Okay. And if I understand it, we are discussing a path that is a crushed.
Crushed granite, not concrete or asphalt, yes. Crushed granite, is that it?
Yeah.
So it's limestone. Decomposed limestone.
I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to suggest that there's literally three concrete things, but we have the road, the sidewalk, and then whatever this is that's not grass.
Not correct. Yeah. So my vision is that we bring, after we work out agreement for the design fees and everything like that, we bring Altamanu back to the meeting for the board and say, okay, this is our concept plan. How do we want to change? What are your ideas? And discuss it with the board to see if everybody agrees with what you're saying, or if they like the design that was originally the conceptual drawn. So still much discussion to go.
Have you had any discussions with Bill about, or anyone else at the village, about a bicycle lane similar to what the gentleman here was discussing?
You know what they did? I did not in detail. I understand there's some limitations because there's a lot of parking on the side of the road, and I don't think there's appetite to get rid of the parking. Along Old Green Bay. It doesn't go the whole way, but it goes a portion of the way. But we could bring that up in our discussion that was the suggestion made that a bike lane be put in. Because if you recall, while we want to have the path be used for like parents and their children are a slower bike crowd, not the
getting from A to B.
Right, yeah. Not the probably exercise. The ones that are using it for exercise. Mm-hmm. We could bring that idea up. That's really his fault.
Is there a way to get something for nothing, or rather to get something from the village might be a better way to put it?
Well, I guess that's up to the board to discuss if the a bike path in the road would meet the needs of what this trail was supposed to do. Proposed. So I guess that just comes to, well, definitely, again, this is approving to move forward with the detailed design, and the board gets actively involved in that based on feedback.
Right. And based on the committee meeting, I guess that's what we chose to.
So what you're saying now is you want to advance the project into detailed design mode, but we're not designing it here tonight.
Yeah.
Right. And
right?
We'll have more opportunity.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
There are some goalposts. As far as the grants are concerned, is that something we want to pursue as far as the width of the trail?
But yes, we and the board knew that and they agreed to that, so it's eight feet. But there's no goal point about if it winds or how it looks. But 8 feet is...
The three grants that are outlined tonight would not be applicable to a bicycle lane.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes. Exactly.
So
we agreed to a 8-foot pathway.
Do you have any thoughts, Stephanie, that you wanted to add?
No, I understand what we're agreeing to, and that, a lot of what was brought up tonight, the scope of it, those things aren't really in the plan anymore, and we can't interact and say that, but, I feel like we have pulled it back, and a lot, and it's not going to be so crazy busy, and when the planning gets further along, I think it'll be more comfortable too.
That's my...
And change is hard, and we know that. And the concern with the trees, we're not cutting down those trees. That was very clearly.
Well, there may be some tree removal required. I want to make that very clear. But we won't take the 100-year oaks out. But there might be some smaller trees that will have to be removed. But we'll make a commitment to replace. In fact, I think in our grants we say this: if we take a tree, we put 10 more in. So we will continue to do that.
Okay. Good. Okay. So if there is no more discussion, we will ask for a roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes.
Thank you. Sorry about the initial confusion.
I entertain a motion to approve resolution of authorization number 892 for the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources Bicycle Path Grant application for the Green Bay Trail Linear Park Renovation Project and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Did you get that?
Any discussion?
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren.
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon.
Yes.
President Brooks.
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve resolution of authorization number 893 for the Cook County Department of Transportation and Highways Invest in Cook Grant Program for Green Bay Trail Linear Park Renovation Project and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the agreement as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the resolution of authorization number 894 for the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning Transportation Alternatives, TAP-L, grant program for the Green Bay Trail Linear Park Renovation Project and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign the agreement as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes.
Okay.
Any other business?
No, we do not have any other business.
Okay. So the board will now enter into closed session where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion that pursuant to Section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter closed session to discuss personnel as mandated by Section 2.06 5 ILCS 120/2A1. Those present during executive session include myself, Commissioner Brooks, Commissioners Boren, Lutton, and by phone, Commissioner Kimball, and Executive Director Lisa Shepherd.
So just for a portion of it.
For a portion of it.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. So, okay, return to regular. I entertain a motion to return to open session.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Stephanie, do you want to talk about that?
No, I do
okay.
not.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
No.
We don't have any motions to approve, so I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so motion passes.